FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
There were FBI agents and attorneys who decided to prejudge the outcome of the Hillary Clinton case before the investigation ended. I want you to let that sink in for a second. They prejudged the outcome of the Hillary Clinton investigation before the investigation ended, and these exact same FBI agents and attorneys prejudged the outcome of the Russia investigation before it even began. If prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it ends and prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it begins is not evidence of outcome determinative bias, for the life of me, I don't know what would be. That is textbook bias. It is quite literally the definition of bias.
Textbook bias. Well summarized, Mr. Prosecutor Gowdy. We appreciate that. Trey Gowdy was going off on him yesterday in that IG hearing, as he well should have. Again and again and again, they've got the Inspector General Horowitz up there admitting that the man at the heart of the Clinton email investigation was biased, even though the conclusion of the report was that it wasn't biased. Go to cut four for me, please.
February, March of 2016, Peter Strzok said, Trump's abysmal. Trump's an idiot. He's a bleeping idiot. Hillary should win 100 million to zero. Sounds to me like he hates the president.
His text messages would certainly leave that as the implication.
Your report says Strzok ran the Clinton investigation on a daily basis. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
And Peter Strzok, in your report, he was the lead investigator on the Russian investigation. Is that true?
That's my understanding for the time period he was on.
So the guy, he ran the Clinton investigation, he runs the Russian investigation, and he hates the president. But your report says while his bias cast a cloud, it didn't impact final decisions. Is that accurate?
It didn't impact the prosecutor's final decision.
Right.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
And I'm betting Keith Antone is going to tell me there's nothing to see here. Move along. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, and you're absolutely right, Mark. You're absolutely right. There's nothing here. Just move on. Let me say this, Mark, right quick. I just want to say I wish I was in the studio with you today, but I'm actually in Columbus, Ohio. Just left the beautiful campus of The Ohio State, where I was visiting with Cameron Babb and Cameron Brown, two freshman wide receivers, graduated from CBC with my son on the football team. And there are a couple of players, and while we're here for a funeral later, I just wanted to visit with those guys and just tell you that the people here in Central Ohio love the Mark Cox Show.
So, well, that's nice. I'm glad to hear that. Maybe you can shake some scent into John Kasich.
Yeah.
not much chance of that, is there?
Well, no. You know, he might be another Republican candidate for president. He should do better against hashtag fake president the next time.
Stop. Honestly, though, you didn't listen to any of this IG testimony this week. If you listened to any of it, Keith, the bias, we'll stop it. I mean, unless you got a mouse in your pocket, who was he talking about?
Well, I haven't. I've been listening to the Mark Cox Show this morning, and I know that you have been talking about immigration and some other topics. And you know what's so interesting about this, Mark, this whole immigration thing? I can't believe the words that are coming out of you and your guest in the last hour's mouth. This country was built on immigrants coming to this country running from something. And then we come over and steal it from the native Indians. So at the end of the day, the only people that have not come over here and running from something, like these immigrants that are coming down on the border, were African Americans who were brought over here and we were jumping in the water trying not to get here. We're the only ones that weren't trying to come to the land. Honey, every ethnic group in this country, my friend, was running from something. They taught history in Cincinnati, Ohio, where you're from, and you know it. If not, go over to the library when you get off. It's right across
Keith,
the street.
Keith, we have an immigration, we have a legal immigration system. We have the most gracious immigration system in the world, in that we are the beacon of freedom and hope in this world. We understand that. All we ask is that you abide by the rules. Any sovereign country
something.
Has to have rules. The law, the law
something.
And order. You have to follow the law.
I understand that, my friend, and where you and I are going to agree to disagree, if you and your family were living in a war zone, and you didn't know where you're, and you didn't, I mean, you were moving from camp to camp, and you knew that, hey, if I take a chance to go to Mexico, let's say for instance, and or Canada, I can have a slimmer of hope of freedom and opportunities for my children. You can't tell me, Mr. Cox, because I know you love your wife and your family, that you wouldn't try to flee a country in those conditions.
Keith.
These people are, they're running.
Guatemala is not a war zone. Plus, if they're that interested in it, they can go to Mexico. Why do they have to travel all the way through Mexico to come here?
Because this is the land of milk and honey and the land of opportunity.
Right. Thank you. This
country,
illegal immigration is a huge problem in this country. All we want is law and order. We want a legal immigration system where you apply to get in, and then we let you in. You don't just come in anytime you want. That's an unbelievable drain on the system. There's no way we should put up with that.
Mr. Cox, can we agree that the immigration system that's been in this place has been there for several administrations, and it needs to be fixed? Can we at least both agree?
Needs to be fixed. Okay. The problem is, though, is that the Democrats in this country don't want it fixed before November because they want to try to use this as a wedge in the election.
Okay, it's called politics. Listen, it's called politics, okay?
In the meantime, these kids that you're talking about suffering down there are going to suffer even more. The Republicans have a bill in the Senate that would fix this today, and Chuck Schumer won't vote on it.
Okay. Well, I don't agree that the Republicans have a bill that's going to fix it today. I think that it still needs a complete overhaul. Everything that the Republicans do, you just put a rubber stamp on it.
Hey, I have a question for you. Why don't you get off the phone with me and check with Mrs. Antone and see if she would be okay with opening up her front door and having 75 or 100 of these immigrant families stay with you guys? See, you wouldn't do that any more than the United States should do it.
Well, we've got systems in place, and I think that Mrs. Anto probably, she doesn't want the kids that are there right now.
There. That's the best answer yet, Keith. Thank you.
She doesn't want them there. So you're probably 100% right, my friend, that she doesn't want five more kids, okay?
Keith, you have a safe trip traveling back from the Buckeye State, all right?
All right, my friend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. Keith Antone at Praise 95.1. You can listen to him there at Keith Antone on Twitter. And he's always a good sport about it. Even if he knows I'm right and he's lost the argument, he's still
a good
sport about it. Absolutely. 314-241-9797. Before the hour is out, there's a new issue that's popping up in Congress. It's kind of being overshadowed with this immigration debate. But what the hell ever happened to the fix for Obamacare?